It's Kool-Aid Eddie's Super Hits of the 70s and the 60s. It's the Foundations. It's called Build Me Up, Buttercup. All right, 10 in front of 9 is Chris Levin. That's it for me. Well, kind of a tough day, I guess. You know, it's my last fill-in for Chuck and my last show on Kool, because unfortunately it's off to a new job in Vancouver.
But you will do well there.
You know, I really hope so. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm just as nervous as I am excited, but it's certainly going to be a challenge. It's certainly going to be a lot of fun. And the drive, boy, I hope the drive goes nice and easy for me, because, there's a lot of trouble out there.
Well, just imagine, you go from here to Calgary, you go through the Rogers Pass, you go to Sicamous, down to Vernon, Kelowna, across the connector, into the Fraser Valley, and you're right there.
Just like... You make it sound so, just hop, skip, and jump.
I've done it too many times.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. Well, I'm looking forward to the drive. My best bud, Corey, is going to come along with me, and we're going to have a pretty good trip. We're just going to take our time and stop halfway through and take 2 days to get out there and just, you know, enjoy the drive, I think, and go through the mountains and just take it nice and easy and safe.
Well, given where that radio station is in terms of the actual topography of the landscape, you will certainly be rising up in this world. And from what I gather, you have a nice clear view of False Creek and the rest of Burrard Inlet and most of Vancouver.
Yeah, you know, the radio station I'm going to, my office is a penthouse suite, and it's going to be overlooking all the water, and it's going to be pretty exciting, right downtown in Vancouver. I'm pretty pumped about it.
That's, of course, if you can see, because you'll be above the cloud level.
Well, listen, thank you very much to everybody for treating me as kind as they did. I arrived here at in Edmonton for Chorus Entertainment about 7.5 years ago, working for our sister station, Power 92 at the time. And then I moved to Kool-Aid Eddie in January, got to do a lot of fun stuff, music director, assistant program director, got to develop some new shows for the weekend, some great stuff, including the Top 40 with Chuck and Ed. Got to produce and put together the hockey games. That was exciting for us to get the Roadrunners broadcast rights, so that was a lot of fun and a big challenge as well. The British Invasion, Weekends Are All Request. We brought in the Disco Diner again. We had a lot of fun, and more importantly, it's all about the listeners, and we really, really did bring back what Kool-Aid 80 is all about, the mandate, the super hits of the 70s and the 60s, and I really hope that the audience enjoyed the product that we put on the air, and I have to say thank you to all our listeners for being as kind as they were to welcoming me to Kool-Aid 80 and just allowing me to encompass the job and do what I do best, and I hope they enjoyed listening to the super hits and continue to do so, and, you know, Chuck's back on Monday.
The best of success to you, though.
Well, thank you very, very much, Tom, and thanks to my friends and family and everybody else, my coworkers here at Kool and at Chorus Entertainment. I'll tell you know, I'm going to get emotional, so I'm going to quit right now, because it's a sad day, you know?
It is, but it's moving on. It's a nice step forward.
Oh, it sure is. So thanks to everybody, and I'm going to finish with this one.